Psalm 69, Part 2, Preface. When Jesus Christ was about to yield up his soul and to give his life for the life of the world, he yet said, "I thirst." This was done that it might be fulfilled what he had spoken by the mouth of David. They would give him vinegar to drink. For a soldier filled a sponge with vinegar and held it to his lips. Our Redeemer had to suffer the torments of thirst, such thirst that his strength was dried up like a potsherd, and his tongue clave to his jaws. This was done to make atonement for the thirst after honor, power, riches, and pleasures, which the ambitious entertain, and because the sins of drunkenness and intemperance also fell upon him. What bloodshed and misery has the ambition of heartless men brought on mankind in all ages? How many thousand souls have been drowned in the cup and have gone down to the fiery pit? How many a house, which might and ought to have been a resort of the angels, had the devil drink made a lion's den or a dog's kennel? But the Lord's bodily thirst shows the longing of his soul. He thirsts for our salvation, the salvation also of the ambitious, the avaricious, and the drunkards. With arms spread wide, he invitingly says, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Repent of sin, and come unto me, and you shall find forgiveness and rest for your soul." This, his desire, is expressed also in the latter part of the 69th Psalm. Reproach hath broken my heart, and I am full of heaviness, and I looked for some to take pity, but there was none, and for comforters, but I found none. They gave me also gall for my meat, and in my thirst they gave me vinegar to drink. Let their table become a snare before them, and that which should have been for their welfare, let it become a trap. Let their eyes be darkened, that they see not, and make their loins continually to shake. Pour out thine indignation upon them, and let thy wrathful anger take hold of them. Let their habitation be desolate, and let none dwell in their tents, for they persecute him whom thou hast smitten, and they talk to the grief of those whom thou hast wounded. Add iniquity unto their iniquity, and let them not come into thy righteousness. Let them be blotted out of the book of the living, and not be written with the righteous. But I am poor and sorrowful. Let thy salvation, O God, set me up on high. I will praise the name of God with a song, and will magnify him with thanksgiving. This also shall please the Lord better than an ox or bullock that hath horns and hoofs. The humble shall see this, and be glad. And your heart shall live that seek God. For the Lord hears the poor, and despises not his prisoners. Let the heaven and earth praise him, the seas and everything that moveth therein. For God will save Zion, and will build the cities of Judah, that they may dwell there, and have it in possession. The seed also of his servants shall inherit it, and they that love his name shall dwell therein. Summary. Here the Messiah gave both a sad and a glad prophecy. The sad refers to the willful and malicious rejection of Christ by the Jews, after which followed their blinding and the destruction of their city and nation. Their table, the law given by Moses, became a snare unto them. The builders, the chief priests and elders, thought to ensure the safety of the nation, the temple, and the worship by putting Jesus of Nazareth to death. But, oh, how dreadfully was their sin visited upon them! Even to this day the Jews seek righteousness in the law, and find it not, as Paul argues in Romans 10. The glad prophecy refers to the new church, which would take the place of the Jewish synagogue. The members of this new, the Christian church, would bring no more sacrifices of beasts and birds, but would give themselves, with body and soul, a living sacrifice unto God, praising him with heart and lips, in word and deed, as our eyes see it. Prayer. Lord Jesus, by thine own mercy thou didst thirst for our salvation before ever the foundations of the earth were laid, and in the fullness of time thou wast made flesh, and didst suffer thirst on the cross, that thy thirst for our souls might be stilled. Grant us the water of life, preserve us from ingratitude, and take not the word of thy salvation from us. Amen.